The provincial government is investing $4.16 million towards the Calgary Police Service to help slow down violent crime in the city after statistics have increased. Mike Ellis, the Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Services, spoke at a press conference and explains how times have changed and Calgary deserves better.
We know that Calgary is a great place to live, to work, to raise a family, but there's no denying that the increase of crime and social disorder that began during the pandemic has not gone away. Police could once say with a high degree of confidence that random and unprovoked attacks were rare. Now it appears they occur almost every other day. This is very concerning and will not be tolerated.
The city will see 50 new officers take to the streets with this new funding. Mark Neufeld, the chief constable of the Calgary Police Service, says this new addition will help deepen police service throughout the city and give help where it's needed.
The addition of these new officers is going to help us to create several new teams in the city whose primary role will be to focus on individuals involved in committing crimes, obviously, but also on those high systems users across our city.
Ellis says that those who cause chaos in not only Calgary, but throughout the province are not tolerated.
As I've said many times, officer presence matters. Alberta's government will do whatever it takes to keep people safe. And let me be crystal clear. Drug dealers who prey upon vulnerable residents and cause chaos on the streets are not welcome in this province.
For CJWE News, I'm Ryan Hunt.